Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. So people like the local conspiracy theories. We may have to make it a regular segment. Gator. So we talked about this on either Thursday or Friday. I can't remember which one, but then it did take place over the weekend. DK Metcalf of the Seattle Seahawks got into a professional track event. It was out in California, like the Golden Games or something like that, in an effort to put up a time to qualify for the United States Olympic team, the 100-meter dash. And we discussed this last week. He kind of became a viral sensation when he tracked down, who was the defensive, Buda Baker? He tracked him down an interception in the end zone where he was like 20 yards behind him, and he caught up to him and tackled him when it looked like he was going to score. So, you know, he's got this elite speed. He's got, you know, his competitive desire and all that. And, you know, put out a little social media post with him dropping some sprinting cleats right before he, you know, as he walked across the front of a track. And, you know, he said he was going to try and make the Olympic team. He ran this weekend, and in the heat he ran a 10.37. And appeared to finish last. I couldn't tell if he was last, but it looked like he was last.
He was 15th out of 17 competitors.
In two heats?
Yeah.
Okay.
With his time.
Did he look like he belonged? Yes.
Yeah.
We finished like 0.2 seconds off of the winner.
Right? Yeah. I mean, dude, he's flying. And let's not forget how much he weighs compared to those other sprinters. That's a big dude flying down the track.
229 pounds.
I was so impressed with him. Just seeing him do it, I mean, a lot of these players talk a big, big game that they can do it, and they never do it. Well, you know what? He showed up. He did it. I was so impressed.
Well, what I like about it is he wasn't scared to be made to look silly. No. Why doesn't LeBron ever get in the dunk contest?
Because I think he's afraid to fail.
Yes. Why don't guys who say they have world-class speed ever do stuff like this? Because I think some of them just don't want to potentially put themselves out there and look foolish. I give him credit for doing this. You know, when we brought this up on, again, late last week, someone said, boy, it's going to be eye-opener for him because track speed and football speed are completely different. But he looked like he could do it. Like, for a while there, and that's what's interesting. It's 100 meters.
Oh, yeah.
And at the beginning.
And it's funny when you watch the guys that do have world-class speed, how much they gain at that last 20 meters.
And he was fading.
Yes. And it's just so impressive to watch. And 10.3 is absolutely scorching, right? But, like, you look at, like, the top high school athletes that run these, they run it, like, 10 flat. And that's just wild. I mean, Usain Bolt ran it, what, 9.5, 9.6?
Yeah.
But yet, I saw Dave Perkett had an article today in the Free Press that Kelvin's old trainer said that he could have ran with Usain Bolt. I'm sure he could have ran with him, but not beat him or close to him.
When I hear stuff like that, I just roll my eyes.
Exactly,
while it may or may not be true, just stop it. Because you'd be insulted if somebody said, well, I could have covered Calvin Johnson. Somebody from another sport would say, I could cover Calvin.
Well, it's like LeBron saying he could have played in the NFL, or even Zion said he could have played in the NFL if he wanted at a tight end. And maybe so.
Maybe he could have.
But probably not. Let's be honest.
I mean, I had a Matt Caliber arm.
Right. So you could have played in the summer league football.
Sure.
or spring league football. What was it called again?
I think it's spring league football. No publicity for that thing whatsoever. Next thing you know, there's a game on TV the other night. But seriously, can more guys do this?
I would love it. Like, I want to see Tyreek Hill do it. Everybody says he's the fastest dude out there. Well, lace him up, man. And obviously, USA Track was all about it to let him in there because he didn't qualify to be there.
Well, sure, it's great exposure for him. And if this means people would actually tune in and care about it, yeah, do it. I want to see Rondell Moore. You know, let's see.
It would be sweet. Well, remember Javid Best did it after his bout with concussions. He went and started becoming a sprinter. And it's like, it's just so different from football training to track training. And you think about back in the day, what was it, in the 90s when Michael Johnson and like Gatlin raced. Remember Michael Johnson was the fastest at the 200. He was the fastest at the 100. And so they did 150, right? And Michael Johnson pulled up like he pulled a hamstring. I never bought it. But it just shows you, like, track stars can't play in the NFL. Usain Bolt would have never played in the NFL.
Well, a couple guys have. Willie Gault did, and Ronaldo Nehemiah did. And that they weren't, I mean, Gault had some success. Nehemiah didn't have much. They've had guys that have been track stars that have competed in the NFL, but nobody that's done it at a great level. To that point, you're right.
It's wild because most of those guys are pretty lanky and lean, but then you look at their, like, thighs and you're like, oh my goodness.
They're muscular. But they're not DK Metcalf Metcalf has built his body up so that he can absorb the punishment you take in the NFL. And it's 230 pounds of solid muscle, and he's got like 4% body fat. There's not a whole lot to trim off there.
No. And it was a lot of fun to watch. And they aired it live on NBC. I know that they had their whole Olympics trials things going on. But just to think that a pro football player had enough in his own ego to fail. That's what I like to see.
I agree with that. Now, last year, DK Metcalf had the 9th fastest time in NFL Next Gen stats. 9th fastest top speed.
Right.
On
was number
one. On a reception, he went 21.66 miles per hour.
And that's with pads and everything, too.
Yep. It's crazy.
Here are the names that were faster than him. Michael Davis of the Chargers had an interception return for a touchdown. He got to 21.68 miles per hour. Nelson Aguilar got up to 21.72 miles per hour.
Caught
on a 57-yard reception.
Well, he was running, yeah.
Trayvon Diggs had a interception return that he went 21.72 miles per hour. Nehemiah Hines of the Colts had a kickoff return where he got up to 21.85. Tyreek Hill, 21.91 on a 44-yard receiving touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, the running back from the Colts, got up to 22.05 miles per hour. Kenyon Drake, running back with the Cardinals, 22.1. And then the top two times belong to this running back. Raheem Mostert of the 49ers topped out at 22.73 and 23.09.
I don't buy those stats at all.
I don't either, but these are guys I want to see try to do what DK Metcalf right. did.
Because I'm like, you can't convince me that some of those corners are faster than Tyreek Hill. I don't buy that stat. I don't know how they make this stat up. I mean, I know it's next gen, so on and so forth. But, I mean, come on. Maybe you need somebody to chase them. Maybe that makes them go faster, too. I have no idea. But what about, did they measure Metcalf when he, who did he chase down on that interception?
Budda Baker.
Did they do it on him?
I'm sure they did, but it wasn't that, one of the
top 10
speeds.
They had that whole next gen stats on him for that, you know, it was a running start, so it's difficult. But they thought that would, I forget what the time was.
Kind of feel like dudes, like if they're good enough to run in the Olympics, they're running in the Olympics. They're not doing other stuff.
Look, the one guy, we talked about the hours and hours and hours and hours that go into shaving a hundredth of a second off your time. And DK Metcalf is walking off a football field, stepping onto a track and trying to beat guys that do that for 1/100th of a second. Where they practice hours on end. And we had the track coach call last week and said, do you know how much it takes to get out of the blocks?
Oh, it's crazy. That's what I was going to say. It's wild because if you come up a little too fast, you're losing speed or you're down a little too low, all of that. And then just to be that split second when that gun goes off to go, like you can't be late at all, which I think he was okay with because he's quick twitch. He's an NFL player. So you know you go at that snap count, but you don't really know the gun when it's going to go off like a snap count.
But the fact of the matter is,
he's right
entertaining.
There.
He is right there. And he shouldn't be embarrassed. It's awesome that he put himself out there and I don't want him to give up.
Well, it's great, too, because go watch the video on 971theticket.com. Because he's so much bigger than everybody else.
Totally.
You can't miss him. You know which one he is.
It's not like he's, 5'7" and 100.
No, I mean, he's a big boy.
This guy's 6'3" and 229 pounds. He's massive.
I loved it. I want to see more. Did you see J. Cole, when he was going to try out with the Pistons? He signed with some basketball league. He's going to play in 6 games.
No, good for him.
Isn't that great? I love seeing people cross over.
I would rather see DK Metcalf keep up this.
Now, is football the only sport where there would be somebody fast enough to compete? Maybe Billy Hamilton could have with the Reds back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball's got guys. I mean, there are guys.
I think basketball, you don't really see that speed.
Do you remember a guy named Darius Miles?
The basketball NBA player. Yeah. Yeah, he'd crank it up, man.
That guy could fly.
Really?
I would love to see.
Yeah, he had the headband, the braids. Him and Quentin Richardson were big on that Clippers
team.
Would
love to see what he would do on a track.
Really? He was that fast, huh?
I remember thinking that guy got down the court faster than anybody I'd ever seen.
I used to say that with Derrick Rose, but I think that's a different kind of fast.
Yeah,
because he was super quick baseline to baseline.
I just wanted to see, DeAndre Cobb. From Michigan State, the running back had incredible speed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. It's
Carson Anderson. What about Gibby? Wasn't he fast?
Gibby was ridiculously fast back in the day.
Dude, I remember, was it George Brett who told the story about Gibby? He said when Gibby rounded third, when he was standing third, he thought a horse ran by. He sounded like a horse turning the corner with that kind of speed. Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
The playoff-powered rivalries in pro basketball and hockey are bringing new levels of excitement to sports betting. Now here's your chance to raise the stakes. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code GATOR, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection builders, live betting options, and daily boosted odds specials. Step into the bettor's box and swing for the fences with a baseball wager, or take some big shots on the hardwood and open ice instead. The King of Sportsbooks has plenty of thrills for every type of fan. Ready to grab your piece of the action? Just download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code GATOR to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. This excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.